I will.
This is Feeling So, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Meg. So happy to be here for episode 2. We have a little bit of an unserious episode today. And so basically, I didn't give the gist last week because it was my first time, but the premise of the show is that every week I'm going to be kind of going through very niche feelings, I guess, and songs that match those feelings. So kind of like themes. And like I said, this week is kind of unserious. Very interesting lineup we have, but I thought it would be fun. But the theme for this week, for reasons I will not disclose, is songs that make me feel like a teenage girl, because girlhood is beautiful. But anyways, I'm just going to get right into it. This first song, quintessential girlhood song, okay? And yes, this whole playlist might be just a bunch of white women, but it kind of does the job. And also for context, I am 20. So when I say it makes me feel like a teenage girl, I mean feel. Because you had to know that. Anyways, this is Ribs by Lorde.
Streets, and I've never
feels so scary, getting old. We can talk it so good, we can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. This dream is the feelings we were reeling through the midnight streets, and I've never felt more alone. Feels so scary getting old. This dream is the feelings we were reeling through the midnight streets, and I've never felt more alone. Feels so scary getting old.
Don't you all just feel teenaged and girly right now? Again, that was Ribs by Lord. Great way to start off this first, or this week's episode. Next, again, we have another quintessential girlhood song. I forget how old I was when this came out, but definitely peak that stage in my life. And it is a really good song. It's low-key, very cheesy and kind of overplayed, but back when I was 15, slapped so hard. And you know what? It still does. So this one, I think you guys are going to know it.
Got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. 'Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying 'cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, 'cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine forever. Now I drive alone past your street, and all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving. Your street.
can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Yeah, you said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Ugh, still hits the same as it did when I was, I don't know, 15 years old. That was Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. Gotta give credit where it's due to that girl. Shout out, half Filipina queen. I actually lied earlier. The entire playlist is not a bunch of singer-songwriter white women, because next up we have a SZA song. This song, fun fact, my band, Token, shout out, does this song live, and it's super, super fun. But I remember I first heard this song when I was, like, gotta be in, like, middle school or something, and I didn't really understand it. And then years later, when I was at GovBall, which is this music festival in New York City, I saw SZA do this live, and as she was singing it, I was like, damn, okay, I get it. And this is actually the only song I've ever cried to watching it live, because all the emotions of it just kind of hit in that moment. She sounded so good. This is one of my favorite songs by her, so I hope you enjoy. It's called Drew Barrymore.
Why is it so hard to accept the party is over? You came with your new friends and her mom jeans and her new Vans, and she's perfect and I hate it. Oh, so glad you made it. I'm so glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the blunt. Let's start the narcos off at episode one. Bring the gin, got the juice. Bring the sin, got that too. Won't you shut up? No, you're my favorite.
I'm sorry, I don't shave my legs at night. I'm sorry, I'm not your baby mama. I'm sorry, you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right. To me like you say you do, cause it's hard enough, you got to treat me like this, lonely enough to let you treat me like this. Do you really love me, or just wanna love me down?
Outside, baby.
If you guys heard my email notification, no, you did not. I have Do Not Disturb on my laptop, but for some reason it's still played. I apologize. That is not part of Drew Barrymore by SZA. But I'll just get straight into the next one. It's a very happy song, which is great considering the past three that I've played. Again, going with the theme. I'm not going to repeat it because I've said it way too many times, but this is Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. This next song is by Sabrina Carpenter, but it's a little bit of a deep cut from Short and Sweet. I remember when I first heard this song, I was like, damn, why did you call me out like that? And I literally, I had a friend who also listened to the album and sent it to me and said it reminded me, reminded her of me. And I was like, wow, not necessarily a compliment, but I guess, you know, it's again, kind of about that like girlhood experience / neg, unfortunately. But yeah, it's one of my favorite songs by her. So I hope you enjoy. It's called Lie to Girls.
Don't swear on your mom that it's the first drink that you've had in like a month. No, don't say it was just an isolated incident that happened once. There's no need to pretend. I've never seen an ugly truth that I can't bend to something that looks better. I'm stupid, but I'm clever. Yeah, I can make a shit show look a whole lot like forever and ever. You don't have to lie to girls. If they like you, they'll just lie to themselves. Like you, they'll just lie to themselves. You don't have to lie. Your best excuses, no, they don't stand a chance against all the chances I give you. Isn't ideal, but damn, you don't even have to try. Turn you into a good guy, you don't have to lift a finger. It's lucky for you, I'm just like my mother and my sister, all my friends, the girl outside the strip club getting her tarot cards read.
We love to read the cold hard facts and swear they're incorrect.
We love to mistake butterflies for cardiac arrest. You don't have to lie to girls. If they like you, they'll just lie to themselves. Like you, they'll just lie to themselves.
Just getting straight into it, it would not be a girlhood-themed playlist if there wasn't a little bit of Taylor Swift. Please do not crucify me. I apologize. I do know a decent amount of her discography, and so I had to play some of them for you. This next one, I don't even know if it's considered a deep cut, but definitely not a super, super popular song of hers. It's called Would've, Could've, Should've. And yeah, that's the next song. So I hope you enjoy.
If you would've blinked, then I would've looked away at the first glance. If you tasted poison, you could've spit me out at the first chance. If I wasn't painted, it's splattered on a promising grown man. And if I was a child, it didn't matter if you got to wash your hands.
righteous. If I never blushed, then they could've never whispered about this. And if you never saved me from boredom, I could've gone on as I was. But Lord, you made me feel important, and then you tried to erase us. Oh, you're a crisis of my faith. Would've, could've, should've. If I'd only played it safe, I would've stayed on my knees. And I damn sure never would've danced with the devil at 19. And the God's honest truth is that the pain was heaven. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of ghosts. Memories feel like weapons. And now that I know, I wish you left me wondering. God rest my soul, I miss who I used to be. The tomb won't close, stained glass windows in my mind. I regret you all the time. I can't let this go. I fight with you in my sleep, the wound won't close. I keep on waiting for a sign. I regret you all the time. If clarity's in death, then why won't this die? Years of tearing down our banners, you and I. Living for the thrill of hitting you where it hurts. Give me back my girlhood, it was mine first. And I damn sure never would have danced with the devil at 19. And the God's honest truth is that the pain was heaven. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of ghosts. Memories feel like weapons. And now that I know, I wish you left me wondering. God rest my soul, I miss who I used to be. The tomb won't close, stained glass windows in my mind. I regret you all the time. I can't let this go. I fight with you in my sleep, the wound won't close. I keep on waiting for a sign. I regret you all the time. Oh God, arrest my soul, I miss who I used to be. The tomb won't close, stained glass windows in my mind. I regret you all the time. I can't let this go. I fight with you in my sleep, the wound won't close. I keep on waiting for a sign. I regret you all the time.
Okay. Before we move on to the next half of my show, I'm going to be reading a quick PSA for you guys. So, looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. Yeah, that was a PSA for today. The next two songs are both questions, which I didn't intend on. I didn't do that on purpose, but I guess no, I totally did. I did. again, following with the theme, a little sad, a little girly, whatever that means to you. But the next two songs are "What Was I Made For" by Billie Eilish and "Why Am I Like This" by Orla Gartland.
Take it.
Why Am I Like This by Orla Gartland. In the interest of time, I'm going to play the next
three songs without saying anything. Sorry for all the yap, but, and two of them are by artists that I've already played. So first we're going to hear Normal Girl by SZA. Then we're going to get into Your Best American Girl by Mitski. And then we're going to bring my girl Olivia Rodrigo back for Pretty Isn't Pretty. So yeah, let's keep it pushing.
If I could
songs left for this morning. Thank you again for joining me for episode 2 of Feeling So. I'm your host Meg, and this has been so fun. So the next song, another repeat artist. This one is Opposite by Sabrina Carpenter, off of her, I don't know what number album it is, but it's the one before Short and Sweet. So, you know, before the big fame. But yeah, this is Opposite.
Oh, so you do have a type, and it's not me. Oh, so you can reply just to not me. If you wanted brown eyes, I could have got contacts. So y'all are in Paris now, guess it's public. Face like that other girl you're in love with. You knew I would see that, you knew I would notice. She looks nothing like me. Can't really tell, should I be trying to take it as a compliment? It's kind of feeling like the opposite. She looks nothing like me. So why do you look so happy? Now I think I get the cause of it. You were holding out to find the opposite. And I know now, even if I try to change, that somehow you'd end up with her anyway. Oh, I know now, even if I try to change, that somehow you'd end up with her anyway. So you feel good? Does she step out the spotlight so you bathe in it? Does she get up on top of you more than I would? Does she just love the picture cause you're painting it? I care but I don't. Just wondering when you said I'm beautiful. Was I being lied? too.
She looks nothing like me. Can't really tell, should I be trying to take it as a compliment? It's kind of feeling like the opposite. She looks nothing like me. So why do you look so happy? Now I think I get the cause of it. You were holding out to find the opposite.
Scarf there at your sister's house, and you still got it in your drawer even now. Oh, your sweet disposition and my wide-eyed gaze, we're singing in. Thank you.
winter. Can't stand. I tend to cancel all the plans.
I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
Something